It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. Expected heavy rains this holiday weekend means some cancellations already. The AFSCME 3700 union has canceled Urbana's annual Labor Day parade scheduled for Monday, but some activities related to it, including community picnic and a softball tournament, have been rescheduled for September 8th. The Champaign Park District has canceled Mr. Turtle's Backyard Bash, an evening concert scheduled for tomorrow at Centennial Park, but the Park District has reached no decision regarding its screening of the film The Maltese Falcon, scheduled for Sunday night in Hessel Park. The Better Business Bureau is warning Illinoisans to be wary of scam artists pretending to be charities collecting money to help people affected by Tropical Storm Isaac. Steve Burness is CEO of the Better Business Bureau operation in Northern Illinois, and he says people who want to help out the victims of natural disasters like Isaac should make sure to fully check out those soliciting donations. The Bureau says people should avoid responding to pitches that come by email. If someone wants to give online, they should use a charity's website, and the Bureau says people should be wary of claims that 100% of donations will go to victims since all charities have expenses. The Bureau advises people to look for information about charities at its website, bbb.org. Now that the Republican National Convention is over, shuttles are scheduled throughout the day to take Illinois delegates from their hotel in Clearwater Beach to the airport. Mitt Romney accepted the nomination for president last night, capping off the week-long event. Chairman of the Illinois delegation, Dan Rutherford, says that Romney accomplished what he needed to with his acceptance speech.
I think he hit it out of the park. He talked about business. He talked about foreign policy. He talked about women. And the other thing is, I mean, he really laid out specifically what he would do as president, and he's very, very specific. And I think that America is looking for that.
Rutherford is also Illinois state treasurer. He says it wasn't about Romney having to show his softer side. He says Romney had to show a plan, exude confidence, and demonstrate how he will revive the economy. Some Illinois delegates were able to shake Mitt Romney's hand just before he gave his big speech. The former Massachusetts governor walked down the aisle right next to where Illinois' delegation was seated. The convention was Romney's chance to win over undecided voters to showcase himself and his policies, and Amanda Vinicky spoke with one Illinois delegate who became a Romney fan this week during the convention in Tampa.
Richard Keller is a retired printer from Peoria. This was his first political convention. At the onset, he wasn't crazy about Mitt Romney. Keller was elected as a delegate for Rick Santorum. But Keller says he's learned a lot about his party's nominee for president.
I really didn't know he was such a help to people. I mean, you think of a guy like that in that kind of position with that kind of money, you'd think he could care less about anybody else. He's a loving, caring person.
Sounds like he's been won over, but he's not letting Romney off that easy. He says America needs a change from President Barack Obama.
We need change so bad. Everything's going to, well, we'll say heck in a handbag. Our deficit, you know, and our borders, and just about everything you can think of is not working. Everything you promised has not come true.
Keller says it's time for guys like Romney and his vice presidential pick, Paul Ryan, to take over.
Together, I think they can do it. They will change things. And they're just not talking. I think we'll really see it. And I'm a Tea Party member, so we're going to hold a seat to the fire and make sure he does do it.
In Tampa, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
And for a photo slideshow of Illinois' delegates at the GOP National Convention, you can visit our website, will.illinois.edu. The state of Indiana has joined Illinois in signing on to a multi-state plan to improve Lake Michigan's ecosystem by reducing the amount of Chinook salmon stocked in the lake. The plan calls for Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, and Wisconsin to cut the number of salmon the four states release annually into the lake from 3.3 million to 1.7 million. The Indiana Department of Natural Resources will cut its annual Chinook salmon stocking by 25,000 fish, or 11%, under the cuts announced this week by the Lake Michigan Committee. DNR fisheries biologist Brian Breidert says the agency hopes the reduction will benefit both the lake's ecosystem and the state's fish hatcheries. Fishing experts say the reductions are needed to maintain a balance between sport fish and their food sources and to protect the lake's multi-billion dollar fishing industry. Indiana's Natural Resources Commission is considering whether to change the rules for hunting deer and wild turkey in the Hoosier State. The commission will hold a public hearing October 4th in Plainfield on whether to allow hunters to check in deer and wild turkeys electronically. The electronic harvest reporting system allows hunters to check in a deer or wild turkey using a computer or another internet-capable device or by telephone. Hunters still have the option of checking in a deer or turkey at a check station. The system has been in effect by temporary rule since the spring 2012 wild turkey season. The NRC is expected to vote on final adoption of the rule package at its November 20th meeting. A student at Southern Illinois University's campus in Carbondale is in the hospital after he fell from a fourth-floor residence hall window. In a message Friday morning, Chancellor Rita Chang identified the student as freshman Tyler Gravett of Madison, Illinois. Illinois Public Radio station WSIU reports campus police responded to University Hall shortly after 2 a.m. this morning. Police say Gravett was taken to a local hospital, but the chancellor's office says he was later transported to a St. Louis hospital where he is in intensive care. Authorities say Gravett's fall appears accidental, but SIU police are still investigating. The state of Nebraska is giving $500,000 to a wrongfully convicted man who now lives in Illinois. The state's attorney general is apologizing to 80-year-old Daryl Parker of Moline, who spent nearly 14 years in prison for killing his wife before another man confessed to the crime. Parker received a full pardon in 1991. And a central Indiana pharmacist has been sentenced to nearly 5 years in prison for submitting $3.5 million in Medicaid reimbursements for drugs doctors had never prescribed for patients. A federal judge ordered the sentence Thursday for 36-year-old Chad Shedrin of Rossville, who ran Family PharmaCare in West Lafayette until it closed shortly after being searched by federal agents last November. The Journal and Courier reports that Shedrin had faced up to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty in May to health care fraud and tax evasion charges. In sports, the Chicago Cubs and the NL West leading San Francisco Giants play this afternoon at Wrigley Field, first pitch 1:20. The last time these two teams squared off was in early June. The Giants took all four games in that series. San Francisco plans to hand the ball to Madison Bumgarner, who's 14-8 on the year. The Cubs' Chris Volstad is 1-9. The Chicago White Sox dropped 3-4 in Baltimore, but they'll try to do better when they stop in Detroit for a key weekend series against the Tigers, first pitch tonight, 6:05. And Adam Wainwright will try to wrap up a successful August when he takes the mound for the Cardinals in Washington tonight at 6:05. Wainwright's 5-0 this month. He's logged a 1.47 ERA over that stretch. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.